Hey, it's Chris and Brian with the Jones Zone, week of October 31st through November the 4th.
Think about it for a second.
Hope you guys are having a good week. We don't have our call sheet with us, so we're just going to wing this one.
Winging it
like a
bat. Speaking of bats, how about the Chicago Cubs?
Oh, snap, man. 108
years.
Now, was that the last time they won it or the last time they got to the World Series?
Last time they won it, I think.
Last time they won
it. I wonder if Steve Bartman can finally come out of witness protection.
He said he wasn't going to go to the parade, that he was happy, but he didn't want anything to...
even take away from that. Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to go to the... I think he's still, like, pretty much a recluse.
Jeez.
So he's not even... he don't even mess around.
Steve Bartman, how about that?
Yeah. Let's talk about our week. Good real estate week for us.
Yeah.
Had a couple closings, put four deals together.
Yeah, about to be five.
About to be five. It's coming together, man. We got this listing we got to try to sell.
Yep.
And so, yeah.
The address is 4713 Windchime Lane in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Nice house. It's on an acre. Nice front porch, back porch. Get it? I mean, there's a lot of good stuff here with this house.
Contact us for more information. Exactly. We'd love to sell it to you. Or have your agent, if you already have one, have them contact us. It's on the MLS. Let's see what else we got going on. Our video this week was with Z Bakery, which was awesome. They were good to people.
Yeah, really great.
Man, they can make a damn cake.
They sure can. Yeah,
holy
so good. They gave us a cupcake to try, and I had an Oreo. Oreo cupcake. It was so good.
I had like a caramel delight one, but when I went to talk to her originally, she gave me a cupcake to go, and it was like a pecan. And I took a bite of it. I was driving, and I'm not even kidding you, I pulled over because I was like, dude, I'm gonna end up hitting somebody. I'm gonna close my eyes out of pure joy for this cupcake and end up hitting somebody. So I didn't want to do that. Let's see. And then of course she was gracious enough to sit with us after we recorded, and we did an interview with her, which we will play as a part of this episode of the Jones Zone podcast. So, had a compliance meeting at work. That was terrible.
Torture.
Oh, man.
I don't think they care to hear about the compliance meeting details. We don't even care to hear.
I only bring that up to say that we're really going to be pushing the Jones Zone as opposed to...
Jones Brothers Realty.
Realty.
State law requires... it's requiring teams that have the name Realty that fall under a brokerage to change their name so they can't have real estate or Realty or Realtor in their name because it's confusing the public. So basically, that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. We had our newsletter go out, and that went really well. And then we also threw in a bonus edition, Outside the Box with Brian. You guys know Brian. I'll speak for him because he's too...
too what?
You're too modest to say what I was about to say. Why don't you take it easy for a second? Brian is always looking to learn new things and explore... whatever's out there, whether it seems cuckoo or not, but you have like this quest for knowledge, which I can appreciate and respect. And that's what I was going to say, man.
Okay. Right? Makes sense.
So what Brian was thinking was use our community as almost kind of like a book club, maybe?
I'll tell them.
Okay, you take it from here.
So basically, Outside the Box is just going to be a monthly newsletter in addition to the Jones Zone newsletter. But basically, it just states what I'm interested in at the moment. I got this idea from Tim Ferriss, who's a well-known podcast guy. But basically, just also the reason for it is not to say, hey, not that anybody cares what I'm doing or anything, but it's to create more of a communication with people that we don't honestly get to see a lot. So basically, it's like a way of staying in touch and figuring out or knowing what everybody's up to, what's interesting them at the moment, what TV show are they watching, what book are they reading, what band have they discovered that's really... that they're really enjoying, that type of stuff.
Yeah. So that'll be cool, man. Brian will send it out probably once a month, and you can see what he's doing. And then also we're hoping to get feedback, what you guys are watching, what you guys are reading. So, you know, that's something that you respond to.
Another thing I want to stress is it's not like, I know nobody really cares, hey, Brian's watching this show on Netflix, woohoo. But what I want is feedback from, you know, my friends and everybody who to other recommendations for, you know, TV shows, books, what subject is interesting to you, that type of stuff. What's going on in your life? So that's basically the purpose behind it.
Good deal, good deal. Let's see, we're going to reach out to our buddies at Saltwater Markets, see when their November event is. Our buddies at Mr. Putty's, see when their November event is.
Our buddies at Mr. Putty's.
Our buddies at Mr. Putty's, huh?
With the Ruddies.
With the Ruddies.
Nutty Buddies.
And they actually, today, they started a special on their website where you can go and get big discounts on games of mini golf and different packages that they're throwing out there. So if you haven't seen our video for Float Buoyance, check that out. We did a video in the podcast last week where we featured Cecil Roebuck, co-owner and operator of Buoyance Inc., where you can do flotation therapy and all sorts of stuff, massages. And that interview was pretty interesting, man. He's one of those guys where you could just sit and pick his brain for a long time. Their website is floatbuoyance.com. It's him and his wife. It's good stuff, man. What'd you think of your experience?
I need to do it again. I want to try it again. Mood, you know, it's very still in there. It's very freaky. So if you're claustrophobic, I wouldn't recommend the tank, the isolation tank. I would definitely recommend the open tub first. But it was a cool experience. I felt really relaxed at the end. I had high hopes for it, and I think my expectations were too high for my first time. But overall, I still enjoyed it. It was fun. I got salt in my eyes, so I had to get out. But yeah, like I said though, if you have any type of anxiety about closed spaces, don't do that one first. That's all I can say.
Yeah. All right. Keep an ear out and an eye open for news about the Triumphant Academy. Of course, we'll be getting involved with them when that gets up and rolling. And they're always looking for people to help, volunteer, or mentor these youth that we're going to be working with.
Let me ask you this, the listeners. Who do you know, what business, do you know a business owner who would like to have a free commercial done for them? And if so, reach out to us. We definitely want to do more videos with business owners and other entrepreneurs in this area. We might branch out to Charlotte, do a little more Charlotte stuff too. So
yeah, it'd be fun, man. We have a good time making our videos, and it seems like the local business owners like doing it too, and gets exposure for both of us, so it's hopefully a win-win. And we'll use that as a transition to our interview with Kristen Zimmerman of Z Bakery. I hope you guys enjoy it. They were great to work with. And we will talk to you guys next week. All right, here's the interview, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. All right, it's Chris and Brian Jones, episode eight of the Jones Zone. Thanks for tuning in. Today we have Kristen Zimmerman of Z Bakery with us, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her story and their bakery. So.
Yep, yep.
All right. Well, hey, guys. We started out about 3 years ago as an online bakery. Me and my mom and my grandma, we've always liked to bake. It's always been our passion. And we started out just doing wedding cakes, birthday cakes. We got enough people. We kind of grew out of the kitchen at our house, and we got a storefront. And Fort Mill has really supported us a lot. It's been really awesome.
Cool.
Good deal, good deal. So are you from Fort Mill originally?
I am. Born and raised here. Went to Fort Mill High School before there was two high schools.
Yeah. Good deal, good deal. So how long have you guys been open here?
We have only been open since June 2015. We actually had a one-year celebration here. Pretty good show out. We had live music, games, free appetizers. It was really fun.
Oh, good stuff.
So you guys really haven't been open all that long. What did you guys do before? I mean, did you... What is some of your background, and what got you guys interested and started in all this?
Like I said, my grandma has always been a really good baker. She kind of passed it down to me and my mom. She actually has, like, a whole book of recipes that she passed down to us, and they're all original recipes. We, like I said, we started out from an online bakery where we had to deliver everything. Yeah. It was a lot of fun, and we grew a really big client base, and people were like, you need a storefront, and we found this place, so it was nice.
So what'd you do before you were here at the bakery?
I went off to college after high school and then was a flight attendant for about 3 years. When we decided to open up the bakery, I came back to Fort Mill and, so it's a family-owned business.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to college at Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina.
Good deal. What airline did you work?
I actually worked for two different airlines. I worked for American Airlines when I first started, and then Virgin America all the way in San Francisco.
Okay. How'd you like it? Did you like being a flight attendant?
I did. I didn't like being away from home, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You take advantage of the
family? I traveled a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
My brothers did, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you get a bunch of free mileage and stuff, or, like, could you use it for personal?
You could fly for free as a flight attendant. You were just always standby. Same with my family. So they all kind of miss me being a flight attendant too.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Okay. So you don't still have ties with the free flights.
No. Y'all trying to get some free flights?
This whole thing's a waste.
Let's talk about the name Z Bakery. How'd you guys come up with that?
Well, we kind of did a little play on words. Zimmerman's our last name, and it was family business. We actually thought it was kind of cute, too, to make it sound like the bakery, but Z Bakery.
Z Bakery.
Not really, not many people catch on to that, but the ones who do, we laugh really hard.
Yeah.
We're like, you caught it.
and your website is also kind of a play on words, too, right?
Bake Z Cake.
So bakezcake.com.
Yep.
That's where you can go. What can they do on the website? Just see your menu?
You actually can book parties, like bridal showers, birthday parties, cupcake parties. We do a lot of stuff during the summer for kids. You can order your cakes there. You can do all your custom orders. We do a lot of pies around the holidays. Everything pretty much is like a form that you can fill out.
Good deal.
So what are some of the... what do you guys have available in the restaurant in terms of... I know you guys do brunch. You guys are famous around town for brunch. What else do you guys do?
If you just walk in and don't do a custom order, you can do... we have pastries. We have sausage cheddar biscuits, which are probably our number one seller for brunch. Our quiches are pretty popular. Saturdays, we do a full breakfast menu. It's really good. We do homemade Belgian waffles with fruit. Lunch every day, all the sandwiches and sides are made fresh every morning. Our chicken salad is our most popular. And then for cupcakes, it's kind of, you show up and you get what you get because we change the flavors every day. But we always have vanilla, chocolate, and lemon raspberries are most popular, so.
Do you guys have any sort of method to your madness in terms of what hits the shelves that day for your inventory?
Sometimes we, for the cupcakes and pastries, we normally choose what we have the custom orders for and we just make more of.
Gotcha.
Our eclairs are really popular, but we only make them now when we have a custom order. Cannolis are really popular too.
Cannolis. leave the gun. Take the cannolis. What movie is that from?
Goodfellas.
Nope. You know.
I don't know.
That
Departed.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
But no, it's The Godfather.
Take the gun, leave the cannolis.
Take the gun, leave the cannoli. No.
Take the cannolis, leave the gun.
Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
Yeah. All right, cool. So you guys do brunch, lunch, desserts.
Parties.
And we recently started dinner, right?
Yep. Thursdays and Fridays, we start dinner at 4 o'clock and we go till 8. You can also reserve the spot and we'll stay open for you. Bowsy Bowsy, actually really good friends of ours, they have their business meeting here every Thursday night. We stay open late for them. They're good friends. We actually are pretty good friends with a lot of the small businesses around here. We got to stick together.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Introduce us to them. What's on the dinner menu here? Does that change too?
The dinner menu is the same as our lunch menu right now.
Okay.
We're going to start middle of this month. We're going to do date night. It's going to be more kind of high class dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be reservation only. But right now we're kind of seeing how many people are going to come in for dinner. Kind of weighing that out.
Do you have the details of that yet, or are you still...
Not right now. Yeah, we're actually... we got a couple people collaborating with us about the menu, so...
Okay, cool. When you say that, are you talking about people are going to help prepare the stuff, or like
people
different...
that come in here a lot and actually were the ones who told us we should start doing dinner? A lot of loyal customers are like, you really should start doing dinner, and we're like, yeah, we just got to figure out a dinner menu, and they're like, we can help you with that.
Oh, good
so,
stuff.
Yeah.
So you said something earlier about parties. What kind of parties do y'all do?
We do cupcake decorating parties, bridal parties. birthday parties. We actually have something that's really big is a princess party.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, with younger girls. Oh, and we actually get a girl, a princess, to come in. Like, you choose your favorite princess. She comes in, reads stories.
We have daughters. So
yeah. It's a lot of fun. They do a bunch of games. They play music. They read to them. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So that's right here in this building?
That is. It's actually going to be in our tea room right here. Okay. But we use both rooms. And it's a lot of fun. The girls usually enjoy it.
I bet so, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Kristen, we were talking a little bit earlier about some of the things you guys do for the community during the holiday season. Do you mind talking about that again?
Yeah, of course. So Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day, we open up the doors. We make a full buffet-style lunch and dinner. It starts around noon and ends around 8. Everyone's welcome to come, no charge. You can bring kids, family. It's mostly for people who don't have family in the Fort Mill area. We had a really good turnout last Christmas. The whole building was full, and it was really nice. And it was just kind of warm and welcoming, and that's what we kind of hoped for.
That is extremely generous.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So, all right, cool. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day today and letting us come and shoot a video and have you on our podcast. And if you don't mind, tell the people one more time where they can find you, your website, social media. And everything else.
Of course, we're located at 124 Confederate Street. Our website is bakesycake.com, but you can also find us on Facebook. Our page is just Z Bakery.
Thank you. We have a good day, and your cupcakes were delicious.
Thank you.
Best cupcake I've ever had.
All right, thanks, Kristen.